National Radio 1.
Good morning, Britain. And around the world. We're getting ready for the Brits. And we're playing British music, Dave.
Since Saturday.
Yeah. All the way through till
Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jam town called Malice.
Yeah.
That's where you start a day.
Joel was telling me that virtually every other song that they played this morning, they've had somebody texting going, ah, no, these aren't British. I think you'll find that Charlotte Church is from Wales. Etc, etc. Oh, Dire Straits, they're not British, they're American. You're stupid. It's those text messages where people are absolutely 100% adamant that Dire Straits are from Texas. Mm. No, they're not.
Fighting off with some Newcastle, isn't it?
Ah, but if it's just sing on backing vocals, who's quite obviously from somewhere. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, very nice, thank you.
Good. Mm. I didn't see the football on Saturday. I didn't see any of your Everton highlights.
I saw the highlights back on Match Today, and no, I thought Everton was superb.
How many goals were disallowed?
Four.
I thought it was three, wasn't it?
No, sorry, beg your pardon. The ball was in the back of the net four times.
Right.
Three disallowed, yeah.
Yeah. And how many of the three disallowed goals were correct in their disallowedment?
Probably one of them.
Right.
But it doesn't matter, though, because, you know, 10 men battled really hard and came with 3 points.
And you're sending off?
And the sending off?
Yeah.
I thought it was harsh, to be honest with you, because it wasn't a goal-scoring opportunity, and he could have given him a yellow card. And it certainly was nothing like the two tackles at Highbury, the two-footer tackles.
So, your goalkeeper for 80 minutes of the game...
19-year-old.
And what, so he was their fourth...
Fourth choice
goalkeeper.
Nigel Martin's injured. Richard Wright crocked himself at Chelsea midweek. Then Ian Turner came in. Ian Turner got sent off after 9 minutes on Saturday.
Brilliant.
Then 19-year-old John Ruddy had to come in and played for 80 minutes and did very well.
Well, God love him. Kidderminster Harriers, by the way, had their normal goalkeeper, from what I believe, and just let them in as usual.
2-0.
Yeah.
Won last week, though.
Maybe they should have a fourth choice goalkeeper on standby. And they just put him on halfway through the game. We've got nothing to lose. Come on, Stevie. Come on.
I predict next year's going to be a good year.
We now might have to give a contract to our 46-year-old goalkeeping coach.
What a laugh. We had a dramatic 0-0 this weekend.
Should have won that, shouldn't you?
The usual. But the CD went down a storm.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So much so that it's being used on Tuesday night, but I'll talk about that
later.
I was
going to say, you haven't mentioned that yet, have you?
I haven't mentioned it, no. I wasn't going to, but... because it's worrying. So, JK and Joel, God love them. I'm looking at JK this morning. There's a man in his peak of physical fitness. And there's Joel on the other side, Mr. Curry and Lager Man, who looks absolutely fit as a fiddle. There's nothing wrong with him, nothing broken or injured or damaged.
Pity.
Yeah. You still doing the games?
Nah, I'm still not training yet. Still got a broken back.
Why don't I be your stand-in for training?
Why don't you be my masseuse? Do you want to know why?
Go on.
Because the masseuse I've got at the moment that the games are providing... has got really thin piano player's hands, and it hurts.
I've only got tiny hands, though.
You've got tiny hands, but they're quite chubby. Which means that that would be quite nice over my back.
Jason?
Yeah?
A masseuse is always female.
We've got 3 masseuses on the games. 2 of them female, 1 is male.
How many of your masseuses are mooses?
I couldn't possibly answer that question.
That means all of them, everybody. The Chris Moyle Show. Radio 1. Right, so here's the deal then. If you've just woken up, you've missed a lot of JK and Joel's show, and what a rip-roaring treat that was once again. The Brits 2006. Radio 1. So leading up to the Brits, which is Wednesday, we're going to play nothing but Great Brits. See what we've done there?
Clever, eh?
Yeah. Music from British artists over the past however many years. I heard on the advert it was the last 40 years, but there are some rip-roaring classics from the 30s that I'd love to play today. Including Level 42, and those kind of bands. So, Brit music, between now and 10 o'clock this morning on our show, and then Joe Wiley will do the same thing at 10. However, there will be one song on our list which is not by a British artist. And they are not British. And it's, that's the song that you're going to be listening out for, because you could be coming on the air and playing our Brits competition. Now, the rules are you've just got to beat whoever is in the lead. Currently, it's JK and Joel's listener with a staggering 0 points. So as long as you beat them, you will automatically go into the lead.
You've got every chance then, haven't you, today?
Yeah. If we ask you what your name is and you get it right, you're pretty much on to a winner. Yeah. So pay attention. The music is great. Text your mate and tell them that we are playing nothing but good stuff all day long today on Radio 1. We will start in just a couple of minutes' time. And Dave and I have put some work into the list, and trust us, there's some good stuff coming up. Our random list of our great British bands will impress you and stagger you.
Special, isn't it, our selection?
Oh yes. Running in the Family.
That's one of yours.
I'm not sure. Right, anyway, so we'll start in a couple of seconds' time after we get some news and sport with Dom and Kerry. It's a minute past seven.
The Army fears a... And the last ever edition of Smash Hits goes on sale today. The magazine has been forced to close because of poor sales. It's been blamed on easy access to the internet, TV and mobiles.
It's really sad. I used to read it all the time when I was little. It's like a pop sensation, Anton Deck, all things that are good.
I haven't read it for so long. It was my treat.
I used to read it quite a lot when I was about 15, 16.
You look genuinely upset by this.
Yeah, thing. I think that's really sad. And it just is a sign of, you know, of change. And who says change is always good? It's not always good, you know? Yeah, I would quite happily leave the internet, iPods, MP3s, you know, downloadable content whenever you want, music at the end of your fingertips or the click of a finger. I would quite happily give all that up just to have another copy of Smash It. Actually, no, I'm talking rubbish. Bye, Smash It!
A screamer from Jerry Barson secured Manchester City's 3-2 win over Charlton, but all the talk was about the next England job, with two of the prime candidates sitting in the dugout. That's Stuart Pearce now in Kerbishley, of course, and Kerbs is getting a bit fed up with all the speculation.
You know, it can be distracting, and I think perhaps if they turned round and said, look, we're not doing anything to May the 8th, we're not going to talk about anyone, we're not going to have a shortlist, we're not going to do anything, I think it would settle everything down and leave us to get on with our jobs.
Sunderland nicked a share of the points against Spurs thanks to a last-minute equaliser from Daryl Murphy, his first Premiership goal. Celtic were 1-0 winners over Rangers at Ibrox in the Old Firm derby. They're now 13 points clear at the top of the SPL. Wales ran out 28-18 winners over Scotland in the Six Nations. The Scots were down to 14 men after Scott Murray was sent off midway through the first half. It's for kicking out in retaliation after a late tackle from Ian Gough, and coach Frank Haddon says they just had to get on with it.
As soon as it happened, you just click into thinking about what we're going to do next, how we're going to make light of this situation. We expect to come into the game as underdogs, but losing a player early on made it doubly difficult.
Wins for Bath and Newcastle in rugby's Premiership. Less than 24 hours after playing for England, Lawrence Dallaglio turned out for Wasps. They drew with Northampton. And in Super League, there are wins for Bradford, Leeds and Salford.
And the weather, mostly cloudy this morning, but feeling quite mild. Some rain, though, for the north and the west later. It's now 5 minutes past seven.
What's up, Kerry?
Just do it.
You just got to look.
Just get it over and done with.
All right, fine.
Heard that before.
No!
What's up?
You know where he's going to go. What's the whole topic of conversation been before the news and sport?
Smash Hits.
Football? Yeah. No, football.
Football. Come on. Yeah, football.
Come on.
Why, what? Did Liverpool... You didn't lose, did you?
We know we won.
You won,
really? Yeah, 1-0 away to Wigan. It was brilliant.
1-0, that's good.
Yeah.
Talked about you.
Everton won 1-0, which is a great result.
Yeah, Leeds.
You drew.
Leeds were held to a painful draw by the might that is Derby. Kidderminster has lost again.
Where were Charles?
Who does Toby support? Is that a...
I don't know. Is it?
Is that what we're talking about?
He's a Yeovil fan.
Did Scarborough have a bad weekend? I can't remember.
That's it, though.
Oh, hang on! Hang on, Carrie! You're a Chelsea fan!
Mm-hmm.
What happened there then, Dom?
Hiya, Carrie. My name's Chris, and I'm from Middlesbrough, and I was just wondering if you could remind me of the score.
I don't think I need to do that.
Was it 1-0? Or was it 2? Was it 2-0? No, that's right. It was 3-0, wasn't it? We beat Chelsea 3-0.
But it should have been 4-0.
And by the way, even more scary than that, what the hell is that voice all about?
The overwhelming...
Whoa, that's not him.
Was it 1-0? Was it two nil?
Hello.
No, that's right. It was 3-0, wasn't it? We beat Chelsea 3-0.
Right, thank you, Tony.
Well done. No, totally. Well done. We were absolutely rubbish. With a capital R-U-B-B-I-S-H.
But she, I mean, we just she's so, so clever, isn't she?
I know, I had to spell that.
With an R-U-B-B-I-S-H.
It's only 6 minutes.
R-U-B-B-I-S-H. Do you have the goals?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Oh, goodness, no.
Hang on a second.
Let's
find some appropriate music.
Have you got anything calamitous?
It's 106 in duration.
There's that. There's that.
That sounds nice.
Rachel. Rachel's just pointed out the next choice for me to play music-wise. Which is the theme tune to the Wacky Races. I don't know how well that would work. So what do you reckon out of that? Rocky, Good, Bad and Ugly or Rule Britannia? The kind of jazzy version?
Quite like Rule Britannia.
All right, let's hear them.
Mendieta towards the edge of the area. Rockenbach inside the penalty area for the Boros! Oh. Fabio Rockenbach has scored! Can you believe this? A 41-point gap! And the much maligned Fabio Rockenbach has scored after just 2 minutes at the riverside! It'll drop to Downing on the chest. Downing's right, oh, it's on! Yes. It's in! It's number two! Stuart Downing's shot! Guided into the net by Gaiska Mendieta! It took a touch, but will Downing claim it? He's doing all the celebrating! The riverside erupts! It's 4-2, Chelsea nil! Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Paul.
Yakubu in the box! Right footed by Yakubu! And it's gone in! Chelsea are absolutely being trounced by Middlesbrough this afternoon! Yakubu, Borough's top scorer, gets his 16th of the season! He's been threatening for the whole match! He's now done it! No way back for Chelsea from here! The revival is on! 4-3, Chelsea nil!
Wow!
That's good commentary, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what, when I hear commentary like that, there's a little bit of me kind of wishes to hear what would happen after Chelsea then score their fourth in 5 minutes. They'll never come back! Oh, crap!
That was a guy called Paul Addison.
Well done, Paul.
Good that, Paul.
I think you were... You did your Borough fans proud with commentary like that.
Is that BBC Radio Cleveland?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say on the matter?
Not really.
Not really, okay. Right, let's get on with this great British music then. Tell your friends as soon as you get into work today what a perfect journey you had in. The music today is going to be the best.
Thank our audience, so we'll sing this out loud. For choosing us and no one else, it really makes us proud. We'll thank you with a present that we will not need to wrap. We'll buy that Virgin Radio and sell it off for scrap. The Chris Moyle Show.
All together now.
International Radio 1.
Oh, yes, Blur and Song 2, before that, Arctic Monkeys, and I bet you look good on the dance floor.
By the way, the Rocky theme tune wasn't the track that you're listening out for.
No, and it's we will play a record that is by an artist which isn't British, of which there is pretty much a whole world to choose from. So it won't be any backing music or anything like that. So when we play the classical music at 7:20, I think you're fine. No, shut up.
Debussy is British.
Yeah, be quiet. So, just shut up. See, what we need to know is what's the Middlesbrough, what do they come out, run out onto the pitch to?
They come out, Middlesbrough come out to reach up Pig Bag, don't they? The Perfecto.
That rings a bell.
Don't they come out to that? Yeah, that one.
8-1-9, please.
Is it called Reach Up Pig Bag? The Oakenfold.
The Oakenfold one is, I'm sure it is, yeah.
That's what they come out to, I think. I certainly did before.
Great record. I love, by the way, I watched the beginning of the Sunderland game on Sky over the weekend, and I love it when there's a Sunderland game on telly, which is a home game, because they obviously put their atmosphere microphones right next to the speakers, You know, when they play the music. Yeah. Da, 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 and the commentators obviously love it because they have it cranked. Because normally when the music's playing in the background, it's fairly lowish, yeah. isn't it? When they're going, here are the lineups for today, blah, blah, blah. And they've got it absolutely cranked up, haven't they? And the guy's almost DJing over it. Da, 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 da. Let's look at the teams. Da, 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 da. Sunderland's da, 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 da. They're loving it. And then they go into that Maloko. Into the break, which they really should change now.
Yes, they've had that for ages, haven't they?
Sky, why do they do this all the time? Sky are brilliant with their tracks. They make the little video montages of before and after the games and all that, and that all the iPod stuff, generic MP3 player. They're going through the teams, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, they for the credits, they always have older music. For years, it was Republica.
It was also Weller, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is a great track.
Which one was it? Was it Changing Man? Yeah, it was Changing Man, I think.
No, it wasn't. That one. Sorry.
We'll work it out in a minute. It was definitely Paul Weller, though, wasn't it?
It's just subliminal stuff that you hear in the pub every weekend.
Didn't they also have Simple Minds on before that? Didn't they Simple Minds?
Oh, I don't know.
Alive and Kicking, maybe?
I've only had Sky for a few years. Right. The champion beaters come out to Pigbag.
There you go.
Say, a million Borough fans. So, all right, well, we'll work on that then. Says, and many people, including Sophie in Leeds, who's from Middlesbrough. Everyone's kind of going, but I'm from... Mm. Anyway, congratulations. The whole nation was delighted with that result, apart from Chelsea fans. Sorry, Chelsea fans, but you just have to sit and take it and... Now you remember what that feeling's like.
You didn't look imperious on Saturday, put it that way.
We are playing great. How smug did Dave look? You almost sat back in your chair, put your arms behind your head. Yep, that was three. We are, by the way, 10 men, and see our score.
I say the scoreline flat at Chelsea because Yakubu's fourth goal wasn't offside.
Anyway, let's move on. Great British music all day long, and especially on our show. And Dave and I have chosen some of the tracks today. Well, some of the artists, anyway. Yep. You don't really know what we're playing. Have you been through the list?
No, I've not been through the list. I like to think of it as a surprise, okay, because a couple of weeks ago we did our choices, and then I've left it be.
You ready for another one, Dave?
Yes, please.
Nice.
All the subtle flavours of my life are become bitter.
Brilliant. Faithless, Week in One.
Reminds me of... Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry.
When your special friends went to your special birthday.
It came to my party.
They didn't even know who you were.
Danced around the finger buffet. Maxi Priest and Sister Bliss.
It's one of the... If anyone listens to this, we've said this a few times, if you ever get a job at Radio 1, one of the perks is standing on the side of the stage while one of your favourite bands play. Or a band that you're not really in love with.
Rach, will you
shoot that a bit more into the mic, Rach?
Shall I just blow it?
Yeah, blow, woman. Just get on with it and stop talking. You've done it wrong, got to redo it. But no, it's one of the greatest things. I stood on the side of the stage and watched Faithless, and they're absolutely mind-blowing. They really are. Anyway, we're only three songs in. We played Blur Song 2, Arctic Monkeys, Dance Floor, and we played Faithless, Week and One. This does not count, by the way. As un-British music. It's only the records we're talking about. Right, blow, woman. Rachel's breathalyzer test today says...
And the results are...
0.01?
Naught.
Are you joking?
See my face then.
Mm. Nice one, Rachel. Still off the drink. Is that 3 weeks? Or is that 4 weeks today?
4 weeks, definitely.
Yeah. 3 weeks today. Well done. And to celebrate, Rachel, we're now going to enjoy some classical class. Short today because there's a couple of songs I want to get in.
We've already hit our half-hour music quota at 7:24.
I know, we've played three songs already. The music department are going to collapse today. What?
You're saying to Dave.
Oh, don't worry, it's good though. So, British tracks, when you hear us play a record that isn't by a British artist, so that could be James Brown, right? Mm. Or it could be...
K.D. Lang.
Right. Or Frank Sinatra. Or, you know, Daniel O'Donnell.
Mm.
You know, I think you know what I mean. However, that's when you ring up and you try and get on the air and win tickets to the Brits. You could be going Wednesday night to the Brits. Better seats than ours, because ours are backstage. You'll be front of stage and you'll get a proper view. We'll get a black and white portable telly with Rachel with her arm out the studio window with the
holding
coat
a coat hanger.
Yeah. So anyway, 7:25 in the morning. This is why Radio 1 is regarded as being one of the greatest radio stations in the world. Because we play stuff like this. I'd have thought what some of the text messages might have been saying this morning, and so far, I'm pretty much every track we've played has been bang on. So, pretty much going, you know, I think you'll find, but people be smart ass. I think you'll find it's great British music. The Beatles are from Liverpool. I don't know if that counts. And then same thing with Sheffield, the Arctic Monkeys, and we didn't really get so many for Blur because they were a bit unsure where they came from.
It's a nice one from Paul in Worthing. Says, thank you, I've been struggling to choose the first dance song for my wedding, and now I've got it.
You'll be pleased to hear, by the way, as far as Chico goes, we were unsure of the argument on whether he is British or not, so we just decided to drop Chico for today. So it's Chico time, I believe, won't be played on Radio 1 today. I'm sorry about that.
Not till Thursday, I don't think, at the earliest.
Oh, really?
When he gets back to maximum rotation.
Well, are we doing nominees on Wednesday? Has he been nominated for Brit?
Not that I'm aware of, right. But check the list.
Brilliant. Well, enjoy the next few days from Radio 1.
Best male goat herder.
Yeah. Right, Slopes and Tarzan coming up. Our Brits competition will be coming up sometime between now and 10 o'clock. You can listen out for a song which is not by a British artist. Okay? Not backing music, you know, not jingles, nothing like that. When we play a record, if it's a quite glaringly obvious non-British track, that's when you get to phone in. Come on the air with our Brits competition, and you could be winning by the end of the day tickets to go to the Brits, I believe. Or do you go into another draw, which then you get win a chance to go in another draw? It's really that simple. Mm. Just win once, make sure nobody else beats you. You know, be the right height. Have your birthday on exactly the same time as the tickets and whatever. Anyway, more great British music in a second at 7:31.
Some air guitar news. Scientists in Finland reckon they've come up with an air guitar that actually plays music. It involves some gloves, which sense what your fingers are doing as you pretend to strum in midair, and then it turns that into music. It sounds like this.
Is that
amazing?
Is that British music? No, that's just ridiculous.
Mm. So it's gloves that do, you do that and it does that.
Deep Purple were British, though, weren't they?
The British track.
Wait,
I was asking Toby, right, you know they have the Air Guitar Awards? The National Air Guitar, Worldwide Air Guitar Champion. Are you allowed to play the guitar and enter, or is it only for people who can't play guitar?
Don't know.
Because surely you're at an advantage if you can play guitar.
That's true, yeah.
See, I can't play guitar.
But you play really good air guitar.
Well, I'm better on the drums. I can't play drums, but I'm brilliant at air drumming.
Mm.
I'm really good. Even drummers have gone, you play drums? And I proudly say, no, just air drums.
For Stuart Pearce and Alan Kirbishley at the City of Manchester Stadium, there was only going to be one topic of conversation. Yep, the England job. There's pictures all over the back pages this morning. Here's Kerb's take on it.
You know, I couldn't believe it. I said hello to Stuart as the game kicked off, and it was like, I thought I was a rock star or something.
He's not happy with all the speculation. So what about Stuart Pearce? Well, he's pretty chilled out about it.
To have my name mentioned in those sort of circles, it's very flattering. I think I've been in charge of a football team for maybe 40 matches now. That's not enough games, really, in my mind. But if someone comes knocking, they come knocking.
Well, incidentally, Manchester City beat Charlton 3-2. They're knocking. That's the FA, Stuart. Joe Barton with a real screamer there.
Actually, no, I think it's just a parcel. They can't go through the letterbox.
Oh, okay.
Special delivery.
Lovely.
Needs a signature before 9.
Mm-hmm. Both Bents scored for the Addicts. And the day's other Premiership match, substitute Darren Murphy and Sunderland a point with an 89th minute equaliser against Spurs. Celtic have gone 21 points clear of Rangers after a 1-0 win at Ibrox. Majek Zurawski's shot on 12 minutes, proving decisive. Alex McLeish reckons they deserve more.
I think we should have got drawn today. Statistics-wise, it's been pretty favourable for us, but We know we were against a decent Celtic side. They got that early breakthrough, which allowed them to play in a way that they could try and contain us.
Wales beat Scotland 28-18 in the Six Nations. It could have been much tighter had Scott Murray not been sent off for kicking out in retaliation. Ian Gough, who it was aimed at, says it's all forgotten now.
He is a great competitor, and it was a shame it happened. It was just an instinct, and he did it. And I could tell as soon as he did it, he was gutted that he did it. So, you know, I do feel a bit sorry for him, things like that happen, but I'm sure he'll get over it and come back stronger.
That result leaves England top of the table with 2 wins out of 2. In rugby's Guinness Premiership, there are wins for Bath and Newcastle. Wasps drew with Northampton. Super League's first weekend ended with wins for Bradford, Leeds and Salford. And at the Winter Olympics, Frenchman Antoine Denariaz won the downhill. Sean White, a.k.a. the Red Tomato, took gold in the halfpipe.
And the weather, mostly cloudy but mild this morning, with some rain for the north and for the west, too.
He was what?
The Red Tomato. Sean White.
Why?
He's American, he's got red hair, he's a snowboarder, he's very cool.
Once again, our American colleagues being hilarious there. He has red hair, therefore he must look like a tomato. But if you were to draw, if you get the ketchup bottles that are meant to look like tomatoes, mm-hmm. they have green hair.
Mm. Yeah, but he's got red hair.
Tomatoes don't have red hair. Yeah, so if he had a red face
and green hair, he'd look like
he would be a tomato.
Or a tomato.
Tomato.
I suppose they would say.
Yeah. You say tomato, we say, I think you're fine. It's actually tomato. Mm. But don't worry about it. You know, you spell loads of things wrong.
He's won gold in the half pipe. He doesn't care.
In the half pipe?
The half
pipe. Which is what again?
It's like a tube that's kind of like half.
Mm.
And you do little jumps and stuff. It's very cool. I had a go once.
Heaven is a half pipe.
That's not a sport though, is it?
It is.
It's not. That's Don't get me started. It's
yesterday.
A waste of time. You may as well have Olympic hide and seek. Seriously. And here we go with the Olympic egg and spoon race in pajamas on one leg with people called Shane. And the weather.
Yeah, I've done the weather.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
We weren't listening. What is it again?
It's
is
just,
it cold?
It's mild.
Do you have any more information for us before we go to One Road Travel, Dominic?
I have. Thank you there to Toby.
Is this news just breaking?
This is the Air Guitar World Championship. Yeah. Brilliant. I can't read it all, but there's some stuff there if you want to read later.
Okay. Toby just ran in with that hot breaking news. I'll be the question about can you enter the Air Guitar Championship if you can play guitar. I'd imagine that was the bare bones of it.
Doesn't say.
You'd be wrong.
Doesn't say.
Great. Beep, beep. New and improved. One Road Travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. Sponsored by Egghead.
That covers it. It's Polwarth Gardens in Edinburgh this morning. A few people live there, including 21-year-old Louise Murphy. Hi, Louise.
Hi. I'm Louise Murphy.
She's studying chemistry. She likes cranberry juice. She says Polwarth Gardens is a bit quiet at the moment, thinks it will get busy in about 30 minutes' time.
Goodbye from me.
Louise has a Lord of the Rings poster on her wall.
Goodbye from me.
I like that. Show me that again.
Mm. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's nice.
Goodbye to you.
We'll have more at 8:30. Beep, beep. New and improved. One Road Travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 7:38.
Breaking tomato news. Your American fella, who you said is called the Red Tomato.
It's the flying tomato.
It's the flying tomato.
Brilliant. It's not even called the red tomato.
I know, I wrote flying tomato earlier, and I'm sorry.
Red tomato.
It's the flying tomato.
The red tomatoes are what Ainsley Harriet has on Can't Cook, Won't Cook.
I was obviously having a cooking moment. Don't know, flying tomato.
Yes, you were. Did you get up and watch yourself on the telly on Sunday morning?
No.
Did you tape it?
Yes.
Did you? Good girl. And were you happy with the piece?
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
I didn't see it. I apologise.
It's all right.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Mm. Many people saw it. If you saw Carrie on the television at the weekend, 81199 on the text, many people said, obviously, I should have predicted, it's perfect for the old joke. What, I've never seen what Carrie looked like before. How many would I give her out of 10? I give it 2, which was not really the punchline I was expecting, but 4, some 6. Some of them, 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looked a bit blowy there, Carrie.
Yes, I know, I looked a bit windswept. We've been filming for hours, and basically that little piece that I did to camera was the last thing we filmed, so I was looking a little bit rough by the end of it, thanks to all of those who texted.
What were you wearing for the piece on television?
I was wrapped up warm because it was freezing. I had a big...
It was what?
Freezing.
Freezing.
I had a big coat on.
I think you should wear a football strip every time you do something like that. Just the top and shorts, because, you know, even if it's a boring piece about kids playing goalkeeper or whatever, then, you know, men can still enjoy it.
Yeah, but the problem is I only own a Chelsea strip, so to go to West Brom and be in a Chelsea strip may not have gone down very well.
A what strip?
Chelsea
strip. Oh, yes, Chelsea, they got beat at the weekend, didn't they? Let's see the goals again.
Mendieta towards the edge of the area. Rocken back inside the penalty area for the Forest! Oh. Fabio Rockenbach has scored! Can you believe this? A 41-point gap! And the much maligned Fabio Rockenbach has scored after just 2 minutes on the riverside! It'll drop to Downing on the chest. Downing's right. Oh. It's on! Yeah. It's in! It's number two! Stuart Downing's shot! Guided into the net by Gaizka Mendieta! It took a touch for Will Downing, claiming he's doing all the celebrating. The Riverside erupts. It's 4-2, Chelsea nil. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Paul.
Yakubu in the box. Right footed by Yakubu. And it's gone in. Chelsea are absolutely being trounced by Middlesbrough this afternoon. Yakubu, Borough's top scorer, gets his 16th of the season. He's been threatening for the whole match. He's now done it! No way back for Chelsea from here! The revival is on! 4-3, Chelsea nil!
What a record. What a record.
I'm loving the music this morning. I'm absolutely having a ball.
You forget how good that Ash track was.
Brilliant. And the Snow Patrol track.
Beautiful.
Which I love Spinning Games. I love that song. And then Orpheus it was from Ash. Brilliant.
And we have something else very special to play before 8 o'clock.
We've got a choice of two, and I don't think...
Can I just say that we could
squeeze them in. I know which one you want me to play.
If you drop the one that I want you to play, I'll be very upset.
Which is the band which starts with the word the.
Yeah.
See, I want to play both, because I think the other ones...
We can get them both in.
All right, we'll go for it. I'll tell you what the choices are. Text in which one would you rather hear... The Verve or Queen. And it is Queen classic.
Yeah, I know, but play them both.
Yeah, but you never hear Don't Stop Me Now on Radio 1. You hear Bittersweet Symphony a lot.
Play them both.
Well, I'll try. If you shut up, I'll get on with it. Celebrity Tarzan. Right, Celebrity Tarzan, then. All you got to tell me is who is this person. Easy, right? Prizes so far are albums from stars of CCTV, Hardfire, Will Young, James Blunt, Richard Ashcroft, Arctic Monkeys. Today we're adding a signed copy of the Ordinary Boys Brass Bound album. If you would like all those brilliant albums, 08700 100 100. Who is this? Oh, 0800 100 100 Celebrity Tarzan is coming up. Celebrity Tarzan. So Dave and I had to make a list of our favourite British artists, which I can never do. I don't have a favourite song. I don't have a favourite band. I don't have a favourite singer. I'm sorry, but for me, it changes on a daily basis. I've never been able to do it. I'm amazed and impressed by people who say they can, but also bemused by it. I don't know how you can have a favourite record. Mm. For the last 3 minutes, my favourite record ever was Orpheus by Ash. But before that, it was
Snow Patrol. Spitting Games.
So it just changes all the time. So today I'm just going to play lots of music, and everyone in management will get excited because I'm playing records, and then on Thursday I'll be back to the usual two songs a show. Let's be honest about it. So the next two songs we're going to put in, even if the news is late, I don't care, and you have to play them as loud as possible. If you're getting out of bed now, stay in bed and jump out of bed when the song kicks in. It's piano and vocals, and it kicks, and then boom, you can dive about your bedroom.
But we've got 10 minutes of bliss now.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? 7:52, Radio 1 is playing Queen. Tonight, I'm gonna have See, now, here's the thing, right? You know, we broadcast to America on Sirius. And the one thing, Sirius is like satellite radio, so it's got all these channels and blah, blah, blah. And it's got Howard Stern on there, and it's got Cousin Brucey, you know, two American radio legends. Mm. And you've got...
Stern and Brucey.
Yeah, even Howard would agree that maybe Cousin Brucey just pips him on that legendary status.
But anyway, when it comes to...
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin Bruce here. Whenever I'm in the UK,
yeah.
I listen to the Chris Moyle Show right here on BBC Radio 1.
That's great. Mm. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Brucey. Dave.
We're not related.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
Not your cousin.
That still really, really riles you, doesn't it?
Hey, Cousin Dave.
There's just something about his voice that goes straight through me.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
That could be your doorbell.
It could be.
When people ring your doorbell.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Brucey. Dave.
Just on a loop round.
You'd
round,
leap off round. The sofa and answer the
You'd
door.
You'd leap out the window.
And then one day...
You're on the second floor, Dominic.
But anyway, one of the reasons why Radio 1 goes down so well in America, and I don't know about Canada, but certainly in America, is because we've been told that we're multi-genre on Radio 1, which we never really thought about before. But in America, they have rock stations, but to the point where they have a station which plays classic rock, and they have a station which plays nothing but new rock, and then they have a station which plays nothing but the 80s, or they have a station which plays nothing but rock from the 80s. Mm. And it's so specified that you would never get a radio station that plays The Queen, followed by Verve, and it would have Snow Patrol and Ash and The Beatles and, you know, and... Which is why I'm loving this today. If you just switched on, we're playing nothing but British music today. However, one song we play will be by an artist, a band, whatever, that are not British. When you hear that, you need to get on the phone and ring us, because you could be winning tickets to the Brits happening Wednesday night. So, pay attention. I ain't telling you what's next, but trust me, they're all good today. I'm dying to tell you some of the songs we've got coming up. Maybe I'll do it after the news. I'll tell you some of the songs, because there's some brilliant bands in here. Stand by for that and see if we have a winner on Celebrity Tiles and next. It's 3 minutes past eight.
The Army fears a backlash. And the weather, mostly cloudy but mild this morning with some rain for the north and the west later. 6 minutes past eight now.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest link? Ours is to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Job CDs or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Boom! We'll be great at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Dundee if any of the bands on the lineup would like to cover Celebrity Tarzan. Thank you, that would be great.
Complete with glockenspiel.
Yeah. I don't know if it's glockenspiel or xylophone.
Isn't it? I don't know what the difference is.
To be honest, it could be a cheat. It could be just a sound alike on a keyboard, to be honest. I've never seen it at a recording studio.
Glockenphone.
Well, yeah. Anyway, right, so Celebrity Tarzan then. It's going on and on and on and on. We're doing albums so far as prizes. Hi-Fi, Will Young, James Blunt, Richard Ashcroft, Arctic Monkeys. Today's album is a signed copy of The Ordinary Boys, Brass Bound. All the wrong answers are so far at Radio 1. Online. Wake up, dopey.
Watching the telly about that big rabbit.
We don't have a telly in the studio, do we?
Do we not?
No.
Oh, sorry.
There is just a big rabbit.
Yeah. I wonder why Dave keeps standing there with a carrot in his right hand. So, well, there the album's up for grabs. Let's talk to our caller, which is Callum. Morning, Callum.
Hi, brother.
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Well, you're from Reading?
Yes.
You're a junior accountant?
Yes, I am.
No. How long then before you become a proper accountant?
About 5 years of every evening devoting my time to studying.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't study for that long.
It does work on your concentration.
No, what are you saying? I'm not going And are you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's different.
All right. And then one day, hopefully, you'll be ludicrously rich.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hey, here's a question for you. Have you found anything out about laundering money yet? Because I had an argument with Dominic before that, you know, he said that they take it to the laundrette, and as long as it's cleaned, then it's clear. And I said, no,
that's
it doesn't
right.
work like that.
It's something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So laundering dirty money is taking it in a red and white stripy carrier bag to the laundry, putting it in the tumble dryer, and then it comes out clean.
Yeah. Right. But, I think they teach you that in the third year.
It's like a service wash.
Yeah.
And at my laundrette, they do duvets as well.
don't put it in with your underwear or the colours.
At my local laundry, there's currently an offer on a duvet and some illegal drug money, which they can launder for you.
Really?
Yeah, for $9.99. I think it's a bargain.
They wash it and deliver it to you.
Which album would you like? Or, well, you get all of them, but which one would you look forward to getting?
Hard Flies.
I love the Hard Flies.
Ow, what's that? Was
Arctic,
a fly?
Arctic Monkeys meant to be good.
Yeah, the Arctic Monkeys, yeah. That's the Arsenic Monkeys and Hard Fly.
Brilliant. Big music fan.
Let's not talk about James Blunt, whatever we do. Anyway, let's have a go. Do you want to hear it one more time, Callum?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Six albums will be going to your house if you tell me now, Callum Hughes, who is today's Celebrity Tarzan.
Today, Chris, I think the Celebrity Tarzan is Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Coldplay's Chris Martin! Rachel does the thumbs, we don't know. And the thumbs have gone down. Sorry, Callum. Never mind. Good luck with 5 years of rubbish. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye. It's 101, our silly game. So listen in tomorrow and we'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. To see if you can win Celebrity Tarzan.
Sing!
Celebrity Tarzan.
Interesting, by the way, Mr. Chris Martin will be a guest on this show on Valentine's Day.
Tomorrow.
We thought, who can we get in to talk about love and romance? And somebody said, Chris Martin. So we thought, why not? And you will get to finally show Chris Martin your brilliant impersonation of him.
Do I have to do it?
Do it now. Do it now.
Do it now.
Go on.
Right. Have you got any Coldplay to play?
No.
It only works with the actual music, because it's...
That was quick. You got to give me that.
That was good.
Okay, so explain to everybody how you do it.
Okay, you stand up, firstly. Yeah. You put your arms either side.
As if you're flying.
Lift one leg up.
Yeah.
If you're right-footed, lift your right foot up, because your balance is easier on your left.
Yeah. All right.
I think so. Hold that pose for a bit, and then when the drums kick in, hop on your left foot while going diagonally backwards, but checking there's no, like, children there. And that's what you do, and
you,
it works.
You were doing that on top of a transit van at Glastonbury when we were there, and we nearly fell off that van, didn't we?
Don't do it on a transit van. Yeah.
I do think that looks brilliant.
It's good. That's what he does.
I really do.
Other things, he's quite good at singing and all that.
And piano playing.
Yeah, very good at that.
He may walk out on the show tomorrow.
It should be the last thing we do, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Okay, well done. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Right, okay. 12 minutes past 8, Monday morning, Radio 1 is playing great British artists. When you hear an artist that isn't British, call us up, you could be going to the Brits.
The weather's cold, your bed is warm, so here's what you should do. Just stay in bed for two more songs and have a little snooze. Then wrap up warm and leave the house, it's cold out there for walking. And tune in on your mobile phone for lots more Moyles talking. Radio 1.
Je suis désolé.
Je suis désolé.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Ich bin Drovic.
Sono spiacente.
Sono spiacente.
Perdonami.
Perdonami.
Those two songs and the little trail seamlessly put together by MC DJ Dave in the house.
Morning. Certain records give me goosebumps, right? Mm. This morning already, the Verve and Bittersweet Symphony did it for me. That does it for me again. And while you're out, I'm singing my heart out in here, that.
Yeah, I know, because you know that door's not fully soundproof.
Is it not? Could you hear me?
When I walked through the corridor, I could hear, "Gotta be the one that saves me!" No, good.
It's good, though, but people are doing that in their cars and in their kitchens and in their bathrooms up and down the country and, indeed, the world.
Wherever you are around the world, wherever you're listening to the show, I hope that you are enjoying it as much as we are, anywhere near as much as we are.
It's ace today. I'm having a great time.
And we've still got loads of other stuff to talk about. I've got to talk about MySpace.com later as well, because I've had a revelation over the weekend about it.
Have you?
Yeah. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, many people text in going, I think you'll find, actually, that Madonna isn't a British artist. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
The Brits 2006. Radio
1. That's what you're listening out for in every show today. Between us and Scott Mills. Well, JK and Joel and Scott Mills. When you hear a track which isn't by a British artist, get on the phones, call up, play our little Brits quiz, and you could be winning tickets to the Brits happening Wednesday night in London. You could be going to the Brits. And trust me, it is probably, it will be the most showbiz night of your life. So here's how it works then. Today, JK and Joel start, and they have their Brits competition. And their caller answers as many questions as they can, and we take their score, and then they come on with us, and we have a chat with them, and then we have our new caller, and we see who wins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about who has the most points by the end of Scott Mills' show. So, have a winner from JK and Joel, a winner from ours, a winner from Joe Wiley, a winner from Colin and or Edith, depending on who's on, and then Scott will do it. Whoever gets the most points is going to the Brits. So, we started today with JK and Joel, and Sally was their caller. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
So you had 45 seconds to answer as many Brit questions as possible. How many did you get right?
Zero.
Yeah, zero. None. Not one. Yeah. Nada. Nothing. So now the only way you can win tickets to the Brits, and I don't want to rub it in, is if everybody else gets zero and you win the tiebreaker question. So
I don't know. It's looking hopeful.
It's not going to happen, love.
The odds are stacked against you, it's fair to say.
I don't know.
But you have a chance.
The only way now you can realistically win tickets to the Brits is if you cop off between now and then with any of the Arctic Monkeys. I've got to be honest. If you meet James Blunt in the bar tonight, you are laughing.
Well, it's possible.
Sally, the best of luck, but let's be honest. Flogging a dead horse comes to mind. All right, so no points then. Who's going to beat Sally today? Because it's going to be somebody. Lots of people hanging on the phones. I will shout out a line. If it's you, go mad, because you could be actually going to the Brits on Wednesday night. If you indeed are on line 7.
Come on!
Hello! Hello! Who are you?
I'm Lee from Liverpool.
Hello, Lee, mate. What do you do?
I'm a recruitment consultant, a graduate trainee consultant.
Right, how old are you?
I'm...
You're what?
And I can't believe... I'm 24. 24. I can't believe I'm on the radio.
Well, you are on the radio to millions Excellent. Around the world, my friend. More importantly than that, Lee, you could be going to the Brits on Wednesday night.
Come on, back of the net.
All right. Your phone keeps breaking out. You might actually get none out of the 45 seconds as well.
No way.
All right. Right, so what we're going to do, we're going to test your knowledge of the Brits and British music, right?
Yep.
To go into the lead, all you have to do is score 1 point.
Bring it on, come on.
But listen, this is really important, man. You need to answer as many as you can in 45 seconds, and I will...
Okay.
I won't say whether you're right or wrong, so we can save a bit of time, and I'll try and get as many questions out as possible, because then they're going to do it with Joe and Colin Edith and Scott Mills. You've got to get the most points, so I'm rooting for you, man, all right?
Thank you very much, Chris. Cheers.
45 seconds. Get as many questions right as you can. You get 2 points for each correct answer, I believe. You don't lose points for wrong answers. And you can pass if you like. So just say anything if you don't know. Or just say pass.
Okay.
All right?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, if you score the same as Sally, there's not even no point in doing this, but with a tiebreaker, it ain't going to happen, is it, really? The fact that you know your name is pretty much more than Sally. No offence, Sally. Do you know what I mean, Sally? It look, you know, I just feel bad for you. No, she's gone already.
She gone?
Yeah, she's gone already. Sally's hung up and he's not answering anymore. We'll get, maybe, you know, send JK and Joel around to her house with some pies or something.
And I'll perk her up.
Right, Lee, you ready?
I'm ready, mate.
All right, 45 seconds.
Okay.
As many as you can. You ready?
Yep, ready, let's go.
Let's go. Which Triple Brit-nominated artist's latest album is called Confessions on a Dance Floor?
Madonna.
Which act that were nominated for Best British Single at last year's awards had a hit with Lola's Theme?
Oasis.
Who did Robbie Williams duet with at last year's awards doing Angels?
Dido.
Which former Pastry Guild teamed up with Mick Fleetwood to host the awards in 1989?
Kim Wilde.
Where does Best International Male Solo Artist nominee Jack Johnson come from?
Pass.
What is the title of Take That's first number one single?
Pray.
Who's the Manchester man fictional Gorillaz Dare single?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
The Manchester frontman fictional Gorillaz recent number one single Dare.
Pass.
Name the British actors. I've started, so I will finish. Name the British act who's only topped the chart once so far with his single Praise You.
Fatboy Slim.
All right.
Well, you weren't that much better then, to be quite honest.
I got the Madonna question right.
Okay, you got Madonna right. You got Lola's theme was Shapeshifters.
Oh, yeah.
Joss Stone sang with Robbie Williams.
Oh, I remember now.
Which former Page Three girl teamed up with Mick Fleetwood to host the awards in 89? You said Kim Wilde?
Is that not Page Three?
She was never a Page Three girl.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was Samantha Fox.
That's it. Oh, no.
Where does Jack Johnson come from?
What?
You didn't say anything.
No, I'm not sure.
You passed on that one.
Comes from Hawaii.
Oh, right, okay.
What was Take That's first number one single?
Was it not Prey?
It was Prey.
Oh, get in.
Get in, so well done. You know lots about Take That.
Yeah.
Sean Ryder is the guy on the Gorillaz Dare.
That's it.
Dare.
I was thinking of Dave, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I'd have given you a point for Dave.
Oh,
and,
man.
Fatboy Slim was right.
Yes, that's
so
three.
So well done. You got three.
Excellent, that's well done. It's quite hard under pressure.
Well, by the sound, you know, we went through these questions earlier and I thought some of them are tough, some of them are easy, but you just sounded a bit kind of, whoa!
I was.
So if everybody else is slightly more, than you.
Yeah, hopefully they will be.
All right, well, listen, Joe Wiley's audience are next.
Well, I'm going to be listening. Right.
Even worse, just to rub it in, they're going to put you on the air with them.
Oh, I get in, excellent.
So, all right, well, listen, three, well done, man. I'm rooting for you. I hope you get to go.
Thank you, guys. Loving the show as well. And thank you to Jocelyn. She calmed me down a little bit before. So thank you.
What did she do exactly?
Let's not go.
We're talking.
Yeah, by the way, crawling doesn't guarantee tickets.
I was trying. I know,
it's the way it works.
Cheers, guys.
Talk to you later. Have a good day, man.
Thank you. You too. See you later. Bye.
Right, so Joe Wiley will do it again. In Joe's show, anytime from 10 until 12:45, she'll play a track by an artist which is not British, i.e. Madonna, i.e. with James Brown, as we said earlier, whatever, i.e. U2. If you hear a song that is not British on Joe's show, call up. You can be doing what Lee's doing. If you get four, you're in the lead. You're on your way to the Brits.
The Brits, 2006.
Or nearer to the Brits, anyway. Scott Mills has got the last one today, so that's all you got to do. So it's going all right. I like it. Thank you. Look at the time already. 8:30. And we ran out of the songs that we're not cramming in, so I'm going to go straight to the news, and then no messing around, because we have some top British music to play between now and 10 this morning. Trust me, there are some mega songs coming up. Brilliant stuff. And I'm going to talk about MySpace as well, and other stuff from the weekend, including Chelsea B&B. Let's get the news at 8:30.
And the weather's going to be mostly cloudy but mild this morning with some rain for the north and the west.
Can I just say, by the way, you know, we said we're free now. We've done our Madonna track, so we're free. It's all British music now between now and 10. And then Joe Wiley will come on at 10 and she'll do exactly the same. But one of the tracks she plays will be from an artist that is non-British. And that's your cue to call in, play the Brits quiz, and you might be going to the Brits on Wednesday. It's all good, isn't it?
Mm.
Then when Joe Wiley finishes at 12:45... there's a special news beat. You know, we announced our One Big Weekend in Dundee, which takes place in May.
Mm.
That's when Radio 1 is going to Scotland, but we're also going to Scotland for Tea in the Park in the summer.
Which will be ace.
Wow. That's right. Tea in the Park this year is the 8th and 9th of July. It is set to be the biggest yet. Newsbeat will have the exclusive lineup right after Joe's show at 12:45 today. So if Tea in the Park is your thing and you go every summer, or if you're going to make it the first time to go this year, which indeed, maybe we will.
Mm.
Why not?
Why not?
You know.
Always wanted to go to Tea in the Park.
Unless, of course, we're in Germany for the World Cup. You know,
I think we'll probably be back by then.
Yeah, well, whatever. be listening to Joe and the Newsbeat right after Joe at 12:45 to hear the Tea in the Park lineup for this year.
Beep, beep, new and improved, one road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Hello to you, Louise Murphy.
Hi. I'm Louise Murphy.
Last time we were in Polwarth Gardens in Edinburgh, it was fairly quiet, but that's all changed now. There are some roadworks at the top of the road, which is causing a mild disturbance. Louise.
Hi.
Loves the Killers, and she used to play badminton.
Goodbye from me.
We'll have more at 9:30.
Beep, beep, new and improved, one road travel, the fabulous Dominic.
It's now 8:36.
I've created a site for myself on MySpace.com. And after saying to Alad, even on Thursday, Friday, whenever we talked about it, I'm like, I don't get what the point of it is. Mm. And he's going, but it's great, it's really good fun, and you do this, you know. I'm going, yeah, fine, but what is the point? I've now kind of slightly changed my view, whereas I've got a little bit addicted to it, but I still don't actually understand the point. And I play with it over the weekend, and I've set up a site for me and the show. And it's amazing the amount of people who have just gone, oh, great, I want to be your friend. I'm like, how do you even know that this exists? Mm. So if you're clever, you'll be able to find it. The only thing is, though, that I'm only accepting hot chicks unless there's a reason for it. So it's only cute women are allowed to be friends of the show site, or if we like you.
So you're vetting the photographs as they come in, then?
Yeah, and many people, and I've approved a few people over the weekend, but not many, like a handful. And I haven't denied many because I didn't want people to go, why am I being denied? Because I want to explain why first. So if you go to myspace.com and have a little look, you might be able to find it. However, I will tell you the address later. And then I'm sure all hell will break loose. I kind of feel as we should keep it quiet for a while, but you know, it's like as soon as we mention where to find it, it's just going to go ballistic.
I think you've probably already blown it, to be honest with you, as it were.
Maybe some people will find it if they're clever, but you know, but there are, put it this way, there are many Chris Moyles imitators on there.
Mm.
And by the way, if you type Chris Moyles in, you will not find me.
Wow.
Because there are,
that's a big clue.
Already since the show on Friday, there are four more Chris Moyleses going, I am the real Chris Moyles. It's not under Chris Moyles, so if you put a search Chris Moyles in, I don't think it comes up. So I'll show you when it comes up later. And it's kind of that what you wrote as well, but it's not. I'll tell you later.
We'll have a chat after the
show.
Yeah,
we'll have a little chat after the show. I'm going to get back to the hits, man. We got some hot tunes to play, everybody. Right, I ran out of time in the last half hour of the show, so we're going to cram some music in between now and nine that you are going to love.
We're up and running with the show. Let's motor through till 10. And then we'll leave the studio because Joe Wiley's on then. So let's get two more songs on that. We'll play off a CD. It's not because we love music. It's because Morsey needs a wee-wee.
Although today it is because we love music. And two great bands coming up.
The Chris Moyles Show. International Radio 1.
It's 8:39. Got that on 7-inch vinyl.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've got that on the Arena album, and I've got the Gatefold Arena album, yeah.
I got, on single, I've got the Reflex, and I've got Wild Boys.
Have you?
Yeah. But who have you got on the front cover of Wild Boys? I can't remember, because they had one for every member of the band on the front cover, as far as I remember.
Did you have the 7 and the Ragged Tiger album as well on
No,
vinyl?
Do you know what? Because when I was a kid, I didn't have many albums. I was a big singles man, and I just bought singles and didn't have many albums. And one of the first albums I ever got was Raiders of the Pop Chart, Part 1, in the days when you got Part 2 free.
You don't think this makes us sound old and out of date, do you?
No, because I started buying music at a very early age.
Two or three.
I bought that when I was three.
Yeah.
What with me being only 24 and that.
The Chris Moyles Show. International Radio 1.
We're having a thought about, after 9 o'clock this morning, dropping Beat Beat Busters, doing a very quick ramble, and then just playing songs from British artists virtually back-to-back. Maybe take some phone calls and see, you know, we could do our call again.
Could do.
Yeah. Who's on the line? Oh, it's you, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, it's Dave in Studio 2.
Hi, it's Dave sitting opposite you.
Hello.
Play me a song, please. So we might do that.
Because the music is that good this morning. It's worth doing.
Everybody's texting into the show and calling up saying how well it's going. So, yeah.
Anyway, it's just a thought at the moment. Tell us what you think, 8-9-9.
So you just said to me, someone's just texted saying, what's wrong with the webcams this morning? Now, I don't know if Rachel has noticed.
Oh, yeah.
But I know what the problem is. It's and clear. It's the fact that somebody has bumped them up. So there's currently a shot on the webcam of the ceiling tiles. Yeah, let me, right, so we can fix this, Dave and I can actually, for once, fix something without the help of eight engineers. Right, Dave is on camera two. Okay, so that's your camera,
now,
Dave.
Does that work? Is that pointing?
Yeah, if you look at the TV screen, you'll be able to see it. But you need to focus and everything. And by the way, I want to be well lit. And can you put it on a fisheye lens, please, so that I don't look too fat? Okay, look at that. Ooh. No, the other way. That's good.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Yeah, you might want to move it, though, a little bit.
Which way? There?
Move it up ever so slightly.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're out of focus.
Yeah, but just twist the knob, man. Turn the knob and you'll be able to see me smiling. Oh, that sounds wrong, doesn't it? Anyway, right, one of the webcams is now working. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Which show has come from here over the last 24 hours, which was on tape, and hence they moved the webcams out of the way? Who took a secret sickie at the weekend? Vernon?
No, Vernon was on.
Yeah, but was he on tape?
No, he was on. Sarah was on.
Sarah was live?
Yeah.
JK and Joel, did they do that chart last
Always
Friday?
Always live.
Sunday surgery? Gotta be live.
Gotta be live.
Dance anthems, it is. The only thing I can think of. Right, let's talk MySpace. This is the website, which now, I've kind of got to go back on what I said, but also still, the fact that I don't really understand what MySpace is for. I don't see the point of it, but it is ridiculously addictive. I've set up now a MySpace account for us, for the show, and I put in some nice photos. I put in a good photo of you, Dave.
Have you?
Yeah.
From where?
If I can get it up on the screen, if it works, I'll show it to you.
Is it really a nice photo, or is it a bad photo?
It's a photo that you won't have seen before. In fact, there's one of the team as well, which I nicked off Allard's site, which is the one from the Christmas party a couple of years ago of all of us in that frame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't put you on yet. Sorry, I tell a lie. I put a picture of Allard on holding a mobile phone, because he likes that. And then the groovy picture of us.
And so you have a picture from your own personal collection, do you?
Yeah.
That I haven't seen.
I'll tell you what it is, it's you and me in the back of a limo in New York.
Is it?
Yeah, it just looks really rock starry. Because we're just kind of slouching on the back of a limo, chatting away, you know. And I think I've got my shades on. So, but it looks good. So, the deal on my MySpace account is that I will only put on fit people. And mainly fit, it's basically fit women.
It appears to me, though, that this is one of the main reasons why people go onto MySpace, to essentially pest and perv members of the opposite sex.
Yeah, and I proudly hold my hand up and say I will too be doing that. So only fit women need apply, and don't, if you're a dog, don't even bother, and if you're a bloke, don't even bother. Now, you may notice that we've put in, and I'll tell you the address in a minute, you're allowed to have eight friends, and you can show a picture of them, and then you have your full list, you know.
Which then drops all the way down. Yeah.
So, here are the eight friends that we have, currently. Allard is number one.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's Allard, and, right. You know. Fern Cotton is number two.
Yeah.
Alicia is number three, because she was the first girl to contact the site, and she's well fit. But I don't think I stand a chance with her. Next is Lizzie.
Former employee of this show.
Yeah. Then is a girl called Vicky. It looks like a nice, friendly, little cute girl.
Right.
Then is a girl from Amanda, who I believe is from Milton Keynes, who I took out of the top eight and replaced with, I've got to be honest, someone slightly fitter. But she sent me an email, she was a bit upset, so I felt guilty and I put her back in.
Put her back in.
But I've got to be honest, I don't think she's going to last until the end of the show. But Amanda is there because she's, you know, she's a nice girl. Then is Frank Sidebottom. Because I found his, and I don't know if it's the real Frank side, but I'm not. I think it may be. And then if you go to Frank's page, his favourites are like me, Fern, Scott Mills. So it's all
okay,
ties
so
in.
It's reciprocal.
And then the last of my top eight friends is the band The Feeling, which is my new favourite band at the moment. And we're playing their single a lot. So, and when you go onto my site, it plays Fill My Little World by The Feeling, which is a great record. So just so you know, that's all. And here comes Allard.
Ah, just on cue.
Yeah. So they're my current top eight friends, and I only have 21 friends, as opposed to Allard's. How many, Allard?
1,850, I think.
Right. But I've already had 500 friend requests before we've even read out the address on the air.
It's like pre-sales.
You're linked through me. That's how they know who it is.
We're linked through many people. So, if you would like to go and check out whether or not we consider you fit enough to be added to our list of friends, do you know what my address is already?
Yeah.
I like it. I think it flows off the tongue.
Nice.
Dave, do you know what it is?
Nope.
Have a guess.
Well, I thought I had it before with what I wrote down on that piece of paper, but you said that that wasn't correct. No. However, is one of those words correct?
No.
Right, okay.
Rachel, what do you think we've called it?
I don't know.
It's www.myspace.com / get ready for this. You may need to write this down to remember it. The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, now that is good.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
How did you come up with that title?
It just came to me.
Does that take a while?
Oh, man. I'm like a genius. And I'm not even IT trained. So, right, let's open the floodgates and put the barriers back and see how many people now are going to log on. But it's www.myspace.com/ The Chris Moyle Show. And only fit people will be added to our friends list. Unless there's a reason for it. Right? Like if Dermot O'Leary has a site, you know, and he goes, go on, then we might let him on.
Like, you might be really ugly, but you can sort us out World Cup tickets.
That,
you
then,
know,
is always a winner.
We put you at the top of our list.
Oh, Radio 1 are playing Take That! You're kidding me!
It was their first number one.
It was. Well done, Brit winner. Right, myspace.com/ The Chris Moyle Show. Good luck getting on the list. 8:56. Take That! Loyalty for you. Take That and Pray on Radio 1. It's great British music all day today because we're getting ready for the Brits on Wednesday night. It'll be British music. Well, it started on Saturday, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it's British music all the way through until Wednesday, which is great. And we're thinking about dropping Beat Beat Busters and just doing an hour of music, but because we're running late, we're turning great. We'll do TD Slink, we'll do half time, and then we'll discuss what we're going to do with the hour between 9 and 10.
It's the deal.
Because there's just too many songs to play. There really is.
Too much fun.
Right, Tunis Link, how do you get to today's from Friday's Mars and Pump Up the Volume?
Pump Up the Volume was not only a big hit for Mars, but also the title of a 1990 film about a pirate.
Sorry.
A pirate radio station starring Christian Slater. Christian Slater shares the same surname as Cat Slater, who's technically still married to Alfie Moon. Moon is the name of the planet that Neil Armstrong landed on in 1969. 1969 is also the title of a 1988 film starring Robert Downey Jr. and Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland is the star of the hit US telly show 24, which started a new series last night. Last night was a hit for the Strokes. Strokes are what you'd no doubt enjoy if you were a dog or a cat. Dogs and cats don't go to the hospital when they're sick, they go to the vets. Vets are also associated with Vietnam, a bit like Tom Cruise in the film Born on the 4th of July. If you look at all of the months of the year in numerical order, July is month number 7. And 7, interestingly, is the exact number of letters that make up the word rainbow, which links us to this morning's classic.
Sippy George and Mungo.
Didn't see this one coming at all. Best of British TD Slink offering. It is, of course, Rainbow and Since You've Been Gone.
One of your favourite salads?
Yeah.
Brilliant. How does it go again?
Dun, 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 dun.
It's a little bit rockier than that, though, but... Yeah. Right, straight in, nice and loud. Let's go! You liking that, Allard?
It's all right.
Yeah, you were a bit disappointed there was no Up Above the Streets and Houses.
No, where was that?
It's the...
Cut that out.
It's like a reworking of Rainbow.
Yeah.
Brilliant, though. Rainbow, Since You've Begun. Seamless link, Dave?
Almost. There are many, many, many text messages coming in, and they're all of a similar theme, and it's to do with the fact there's a train of thought that suggests that the moon isn't actually a planet and is possibly a satellite. Not a satellite like, you know...
But no, it is. It's a satellite.
Because it goes round the world or something.
I don't care. It's a great record.
Other than that, bang on.
Well, let's see what Ozzy has to say.
Dave, that tedious thing was rocking.
There you go. If Ozzy likes it, then the rest of the world likes it. Oh, and also this accreditation too.
Dave, it's Yvette. That tedious link was excellent.
Yeah. Thanks, Yvette.
Field,
we
then.
Like Yvette, don't we?
Yo, Dave, it's Chico here. That tedious link was Chico-tastic.
Praise indeed.
Hi, Comedy Dave. It's David Beckham. That tedious link was fantastic.
Thanks, David.
There you go. Everybody loving it.
Oh, David, that tedious link was, oh, it was magnificent. No, I'm not kidding.
Thank you, Roscoe. Do you know, I love our very eclectic and wide-ranging mix of celebrities that we have.
Well, that's the album, isn't it? We released Dave's Tedious Link album, and in between every track...
Mm. It's a different celebrity.
Yeah. So, Rainbow finishes, and then you get a hot celebrity.
Oh, David, that tedious link was, oh, it was magnificent. No, I'm not kidding.
And then into the Reflex or something like that.
That'd be good.
Half-time, record company people contact us after
check us
the show.
Out, BBC Worldwide.
half-time of the show, it's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to rumble!
All right, so we've approved two more friends.
Who's on the, we?
Me and Dave.
Yeah.
Because
is
we're
that fair?
You see, on this.
What do you know about fit women?
I'll tell you why. Because if this is your personal site, fair enough. But if you're calling it the
it's
show.
It's the Chris Moyles
site,
show site. I am Chris Moyles. I am the show. What's your problem?
Well, why is Dave picking as well then?
Because I'm deputy controller.
Yeah. What am I?
He's director of hot chicks.
Well, why is Rachel and I not picking fit men?
Because you don't count.
Well? Why not? We're part of the Chris Moyles show.
Well, loosely.
Because we're doing women. We're taking turns. We do women first and then fit men. How about that?
Okay, fine.
Okay, so this year we do women.
Oh, well.
And then next year we will do men. But let's be honest, I'll be bored of it by March.
You've got your own anyway, Alex.
Yeah, you've got your own specialist site.
I'm now at 1,000.
There are enough boys on your site, Alad, to
and
keep
girls,
you happy.
Actually, I'm just friends with people. Doesn't matter what sex they are. I'm 5 away from 2,000 now, which is very exciting.
Yeah, but you know if we actually just approved... Because you just approve everybody. You don't actually say no to anybody.
All they have to be is a fan of the show, and they can come and join my site.
Yeah, well, screw that. I'm not doing that. I'm not having a massive bunch of people. Right, here's one. Fox in the Spotlight wants to be your friend. There's a topless guy wearing a pair of jeans who looks like Dungle from Blue, stood in front of a dartboard, holding up a registration plate that says the word Foxy. Now, I'm sorry, but deny.
Access.
Whereas he would get on your site quite easily, because your standards are different to ours.
Okay, I've got a fit girl.
No.
No? She's not fit?
No.
Yeah.
Her?
Yeah.
No.
As I said to Dave, by the way, and please don't say this the wrong way, but you need to drop your standards slightly when you're, oh, look at this. Dave, what about Jessie? What about her?
Is she the same one that we've got? Oh, no, that's a different one.
Oh. I've got a Jess.
Yeah.
Who's very cute.
Yeah, she goes on, doesn't she? Jessie, congratulations, you are approved. Whereas Foxy, you are not. See, I'm very disappointed I haven't had any famous people log on yet. Although I've been around loads of... Manchester United wants to be your friend. Deny. I'm sorry about that. That's a no straight away. What about that one, Dave? What about her?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, I want to see more pictures, because it might be just a one-off.
I think provisionally, yes.
Oh, do you know what? Oh, man. Oh, Dave, she's cute.
Let's have a look. Have you got
look.
Further biog?
Halloween 2005 is a good picture.
See, I told you.
And I was supposed to be posing
as
a
body stocking.
Oh, this is just a chance for you two to lech, isn't it?
I'm not sure if this is the point of this.
Emma from County Tyrone, Northern Ireland,
you are in.
Definitely on the list. So, I need to put fit people on. I need to put Joe Wiley on as well, obviously.
She won't approve me.
What?
She won't approve me.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking you off my list.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because you're not fit enough. Joe Wiley goes on the list. And I might have Poser on the Beach Stuart.
What, looking wistful?
So, Stuart's more fit than
pensive.
I am.
Pensive.
That's not fair.
Is wistful a word?
It is now, yeah.
If you want to join the Fit Dog Revolution, by the way, at myspace.com/ The Chris Moyles Show, that's what you need to do. Well, you keep looking at me. I'm saying that right, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. No, yeah. Or if you're ugly or male, then you can come to r1/Aled. r1_Aled, sorry.
Ooh,
sorry.
Get it right.
And it's one L. There's an imposter out there with two L's. That's not me.
There are loads of imposters now. I now have 25 friends, which is I'm, you know, but unlike you and Joe Wiley, I'm not just accepting everybody. I'm actually being picky, and people are chosen for a reason because it's personal. With the Chris Moore show, you get the personal touch. And unlike Joe Wiley's show, when they just want to bump up their numbers, or indeed in Stuart's case, they just want to end up sleeping with you. You know, we don't, we're
bump
not
up his numbers.
We're not doing it to sleep with people. We're just doing it so they'll send us photos of themselves. That's the only reason why. So new additions include Miss Brad's or something. She's cute. Maria is cute. And Emma, the girl who, the Irish, Northern Irish girl, she's cute. But still, you know, I might have to take you out of my top eight.
You can't take
Why?
Me out of top eight because I'm part of the show.
But I'm running out of space.
I'm a friend of yours.
I want to leave the feeding on there and I want to leave Frank Sidebottom on there. You see, might have to go.
I would have thought that actually, as part of the show, then you wouldn't be eligible to be a friend because you're sort of staff.
Someone talk to Dave because I'm not doing it.
Oh, but you know what I mean? We're reaching out there to the wider world, not you.
The saviour's number one on mine.
And you're currently number one on mine. Don't get your thong in a twist.
You see me every day.
Exactly. Why do I need to see a cartoon face of you every time I log on?
Or you could actually talk to each other.
Or we could talk to each other.
Or is that a novelty thing?
Actually, I was talking to Chris about the show through messaging on Friday. It was very helpful.
Yeah, I like it now. Now, look at this. On my comments board, it's like all women. And then one poor guy called Jimmy, who's got a little cartoon face, who was like the first guy to ever apply. So I thought, yeah, why not?
You can delete him if you want.
No, he's all right. He's not on the top eight anymore, but he's still in there. Right, what are we going to do?
I think
we're going to drop Beat Beat Busters, aren't we? And just play British music between now and 10 o'clock before Joe takes over.
I think we have to, don't we?
By the way, enjoy what we play, because old Joe's will be, like, trippy stuff.
Oh, no. I had a little look.
Really?
Joe's got some good stuff.
Oh, no. Right, so here's a little thing that you can do. For the next hour, for the next, you know, just 50 minutes or so, go to myspace.com, right? Search around there. Try and find The Chris Moore Show, Allard, Joe Wiley, Scott Mills, Fern Cotton, Annie Mack, Mikey Davis has got one. Try and find all the Radio 1 people. You've got 47 minutes to do it. And in the meantime, we'll just play all of our favourite British tracks that we can find. Do you like that?
Yeah, works for me.
Okay, all right. Rach, do you want to do it? The lines are not open.
Okay, yes.
Maybe we'll take a few phone calls from people who that want us to play a certain British track. I'm not promising anything, to be quite honest. I'm just going to sit here, surf the net and play records. And this is my job. Isn't this great? Put your feet up, Rachel. It's going to be an easy show. By the way, the next song we play, if it doesn't make you dance, there's something wrong with you. Here we go!
The lines are not open for our new game, Beat Beat Busters, so don't call 08700 100 100. You don't need to be in a car, and you don't need to have a horn to beat today.
Good.
And you won't be winning the Beat Beat Busters bike helmet either.
And now here comes 46 minutes of great British music, so what do you say to that, Rachel?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going for a pee. Sing! Top record. I didn't hear it, but I believe that Alan covered the classic intro with the usual line of guff.
It's being ironic, actually.
There's certain songs you just play from the beginning. Even I don't talk over them.
Except for this bit.
Yeah, but it's done now. And I'm only talking over the end of it, so I don't talk over the beginning with the next song. Look, even Mick's kind of giving up.
The beat's a fade.
Yeah,
isn't
he's just shouting the title a lot. Too many men and too many ugly women are trying to be my friend on MySpace. It ain't happening. Let me tell you. If you are ugly and you want to be a Radio 1 DJ's friend on MySpace, go to Joe Wiley's page. She'll accept anybody. She just doesn't care. And if you're a male, go to Allard's. You know, or Neil Sloan. Any of them will do you. It's fine. Or Fern. But if you are a cute woman and you want to be on our site, that's fine. That's how it works.
I think we crashed the site. It's not working for me now.
That's because there's a queue of troglodytes trying to log on to be my friend.
Bandwidth problems.
HippoCrockerPig.com. So there you go. Jo Wiley's loving the music this morning. I've just given her a neck rub, by the way.
Have you?
She is going to be... I'm telling you.
She's also wearing a neckerchief.
By Christmas, forget copping off with her, by Christmas we'll be living together. Although, I don't want the baggage, you know. It's three kids. Oh, forget that. Mind you, you know, how old's your oldest child now? 26? So... That's all right. They've moved away. They've got their own life going on now. It's the grandkids I don't really want around. Anyway, tomorrow on the show, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, which is a beautiful day of love. And because of that, I thought, who can I have on the show to discuss love and romance, kissing and canoodling? So Chris Marder from Coldplay is going to be coming in. If you have, we'll play Coldplay in a second as well. Well, play after the news. If you have a question for Chris Martin that you'd like to ask on tomorrow's show, you can send us a text. Put your question in your name and where you're from and start your message with Coldplay. Obviously, it's nice and simple, right? So, 81199 on the text. Start it with the word Coldplay and your question to Chris Martin, please. Do you have a question for Chris Martin? Has he ever written down feed cat, buy the milk and papers on his hands just for a laugh?
How does he manage to write it the right way? Because Dave tried to do it and wrote it the wrong way.
Somebody else must need to write it on for him.
This
is a good question because I'm right-handed, right? As are many, many people. Now, if I write something on my left hand, it's easy. But if I do it on the right hand, it's a pain.
And here's a question. Did you originally do it yourself, and now that you're really successful, do you have somebody employed to write on your hands for you?
Yeah.
Will he only use a special pen?
Do you know any ugly people that would like to be Joe's friend on MySpace? Any of those questions?
Why Apple?
Because banana would sound stupid.
Oh, yeah. I go.
Banana Martin? It's just... That's ridiculous.
Satsuma Martin?
Yeah. Wrong, that word. So, 81199... Question of Chris Martin, start it with the word Coldplay.
It's the word cold.
Well, it doesn't matter, it's all the same thing, isn't it? Because the word Coldplay...
Cold will go in there.
...starts with the word cold, Rach.
Okay. I'm just... Attention to details.
Coldplay.
It works. Right, do you want some more great British music?
Yes, please.
Turn your radio up as loud as you can. More cuties on the list. Dave and I just approved another cutie.
Mm-hmm.
She was nice. What was her name?
Can't remember, but
Katie, was it?
Katie?
Something out. Anyway, cute. Wonder Stuff, Size of a Cow, who I believe are coming back with a vengeance. They have another Greatest Hits coming out. They are touring again.
Gigs planned.
And they'll also be doing the theme tune to a new kids' TV show, which you'll be, no doubt your Dominic will be singing forever. Yeah. It's kind of like a Bob the Builder-y thing, but it's, you know, Dirk the Digger or something like that.
Right.
Is that that video you lent me over the weekend?
No, you gave me back.
Do you know, does anyone know about that? It's something like that, isn't
what,
it?
What, about Dave's video?
No, about the digger thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I haven't heard that.
In fact, the music on Dave's video is more like... Hello, I'm winding your cleaning.
I'm winding your cleaning.
You want the water hot? In the bucket. Whatever.
Do you know, maybe we
should... Rich is sitting there through the glass going... I've got that one.
Maybe we should play Beat Beat Busters.
Yeah. Anyway, brilliant, Wonder Stuff, Size of a Cow. Did you meet Miles the other day?
Yeah.
The lead singer.
I had a little chat with Miles the other night.
Anyway, brilliant band. Right, straight in. We've got half an hour of more music to play in a second. Got to cram in as many songs as we can in the next half hour of the show. Enjoy it, Music Management, while you can. It won't be happening Thursday. Let's get News and Sports 9:32.
The Army fears a backlash. And the weather's going to be mostly cloudy but pretty mild this morning. Some rain too for the north and the west later.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Polwarth Gardens in Edinburgh is where it's all happening this morning.
Hi, I'm Louise Murphy.
Louise Murphy has a very...
She sounds confused when she says hi.
What do you mean?
As if she's like, hi? As if, what are you doing here?
Hi. I'm Louise Murphy.
She has a very nice telephone manner, does Louise. Yeah. And she's a chemistry student at Edinburgh University, which is nice. She wasn't sure how Chelsea did on Saturday, so I had to inform her they were beaten 3-0 by Middlesbrough.
How many?
3-0. Polwarth Gardens.
How many did Chelsea score?
Chelsea didn't get any.
What, really? No goals at all?
No, no, no. Three to Middlesbrough.
And Middlesbrough scored three against them?
None to Chelsea.
Wow.
Mm. So now she knows that and she's, you know, thankful for the information.
Yeah.
Polworth Gardens is quite busy this morning. Louise says she's seen two army vans driving down the road already.
Goodbye from me.
Louise likes drinking cranberry juice. Beep, beep. New and improved. One road travel. The fabulous Dominic Byrne. Just gone 9:36.
Right, listen up. Joe Wiley's got more great British music from 10. Before that, I will play as many songs as I can. You will enjoy all of these.
We want to thank our audience, so we'll sing this out loud. For choosing us and no one else, it really makes us proud. We'll thank you with a present that we will not need to wrap. We'll buy that Virgin Radio and sell it off for scrap.
How many stations are now going to give you Coldplay followed by Madness?
Chris Moyle Show.
Answer one.
International Radio One.
It must be love, love, love.
I'm going to dedicate that song to Zoe Ball and Norman Cook.
Mm.
And
they will know why.
They will know why.
I know why. That's kind of cool.
You know, there you go. Just for them. Beautiful. Right, no messing around. Next button. Go. 9:44 in the morning. Monday. We're going to make this Monday the best Monday of the year. Great British music all day today on Radio 1. And this is for Dave and Rachel.
Thank you.
They will know why.
By the way, our We Know Why isn't the same as Zoe Norman's We Know Why. Do you know what I mean?
The best of great British bands all day today on Radio 1. Joe Wiley's got more from 10 o'clock this morning, and we are playing up until then as many as we can. Doves pounding, sounding great, and this is the brilliant Travis. Apparently their new stuff is brilliant.
So I've heard.
Travis and Driftwood, let's get them up to Dundee. Let's just have all our favourite bands in Dundee for the big weekend. So we have Travis... And we have the Bee Gees, and we have Five Star for Allard, keeping everybody happy.
Lovely.
Can you imagine in Dundee, 10,000 people all singing System Addict. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd love that.
Actually, no, I think there'll be 9,999 people at the bar, and you going, System Addict.
That really is, though, your fantasy festival lineup, though, isn't it?
I actually wrote to Jim Will Fix It if I could dance with Five Star once.
Do you know, I think I did.
That Saturday after I sent it, some girl got to dance them, and
bitch.
I cried my eyes out.
I asked them a question once on Rockline, where there used to be interviews every week with different bands, and you could ask a question, and I rang up, and I got through. And my question was, what will you all be doing on Christmas Day? Sophie was on Live
a
and
rubbish
Kicking.
Question.
Sophie asked Harvey Goldsmith a question on Live and Kicking once.
What will you be doing on Christmas Day?
I know, well, I was only a kid.
Brothers and sisters, I'll be opening presents.
I don't know.
Should have said, where did you first meet?
Yeah.
A better question.
Where did you get your name from?
Yeah.
Because there's a laundrette near me called Five Star. Was that your inspiration? But all this pales into insignificance when you hear about Rachel's appearance on Blue Peter.
Oh, yeah. Were you a whale or something?
I was a... penguin.
Yes,
stupid.
I wouldn't dress him as a whale. That'd be embarrassing. I was a penguin.
I need to track down the video.
Trust me, no, you don't. Right, Stereophonics and the Bartender and the Thief of Radio World. So, Joe's on at 10. Listen to everything she plays. There'll be one track in there, which is not a British artist. As soon as you hear it, 08700 100 100. Get on the phones and you could be playing the quiz and winning a trip to the Brits. I've got time for one more song. Sing! Joe Wiley's next with 3 hours of Five Star Records. Ross. London Beat. Those kind of things. I know London Beat weren't British, were they? Hey, that could be the red herring. You know what I mean?
I thought they were British.
I don't know. You're thinking of London Beat.
That was the whole point.
Right, enjoy it. Today's going to sound great on Radio 1. Joe is next. Good luck with you getting your Brits tickets. We're back tomorrow morning at 7. Goodbye. By the way, I'm going to spend the rest of the day approving fit girls and denying everybody else onto MySpace. If you're ugly, Joe Wiley is a woman.
if you're ugly, if you've got no sense of style, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, I'll take you. Radio.